Okay, well, let's begin with that then. That's Jared and Joe. It's our 15 minutes. It's 15 minutes with Jared and Joe.
It's our 15-minute radio show.
Yes.
It's live on tape, so we're not going to edit.
No, we don't do that.
And after you're through with the show, be sure to go to other places on our website.
Mm-hmm. Well, because we do, we're about to have a big price change.
Yeah.
On our website. That honeymoon period for all you folks out there, well, it's over. So if you didn't take advantage of it, we're soon raising our prices for our commercials and our copywriting.
And we want to thank everybody who took advantage of those honeymoon prices.
That is correct. It was a great honeymoon.
Both of you. You were tremendous.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. So you are a funny lady.
Before we turned on the microphone, I was telling Jared that my friend Patty and I came over here one day to let the dog out. Because we signed up to do this over the course of a weekend when Jared and his family were on a little vacation and they didn't want to take the dog with them. And we'll explain that too. But anyway, so Patty's got kids who are middle school age. I've got grown sons. We come over to Jared's house and Patty goes to make sure the cat has enough food and water and I go let in the dog. And then she comes out of the bedroom area and she goes, I got to get out of here before I hurl. Like, what in the world did you see back there?
Yeah, the house can be a mess. Thank you so much, Patty.
That was not it. It was the fact that she was in the middle of all this kid stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And there were some diapers stacked up in the baby's room, you know, in Otto's room. And then she probably saw Quinn's room. And it just made her feel, when you're past that era.
Yeah.
Of the kids being so dependent upon you, then it's such a great thing just to be reminded of. It gives you the heebie-jeebies.
Well, it's probably not a good thing that I'm already past it.
You can't be. You've got those little guys.
No, you know what, though? I am responsible for toy genocide. Whenever those kids turn their back, I grab as much as I can and throw it away or recycle it or take it.
Well, who's buying it all? Because you have a lot of plastic, colorful plastic
in
your house.
I hate plastic. Well, a birthday, I don't, you know, we don't even have birthday parties anymore because people won't not bring things. I'm like, for the love of Christmas, stop bringing crap.
No gifts, please. Oh, screw you.
I know. No, you're going to bring something. Like,
I'll do what I want. I'll bring that drum set.
It's our patriotic duty to go to Target and buy a $15 pile of plastic crap that'll eventually be broken like in 2 days. And then your kids will still want. Kids are more endeared to things that are broken. Have you noticed this? And so then it still lingers around the house, and plastic lingers forever, folks. And it's just sad to me. It's just sad that they keep making the stuff, and then people keep buying it.
But once you've got your house set up like you want it, and your kids are moving on, then you just can't even think about going back.
No, I know. Oh, I can't. I go to your house. I go, you know, and you guys did such a great and quick and easy job of organizing it and making it open and friendly. The only way I want this house is embers on the ground. You know, I just, there's so much junk.
There is a lot of stuff.
There's a lot of stuff. There was all kinds of death right before we had kids. We have that junk.
Oh.
That we're trying to figure out.
You're making me laugh. That's terrible. You had your mother died. Your grandmother died.
My mother died. My grandmother died. And my other grandmother went to assisted living. And, you know, just you ended up with a lot of stuff. And
I just want to get my hands on it. Not to have.
You want
to
sell it.
I would love to either sell it or I would like to organize this house. I love doing that.
I'm stressed out just talking about it.
I know, I know. You won't let me help you.
No, I will. I want you to help me.
But this room looks like a legal pad explosion. Upstairs, it looks like, you know.
This room looks like I'm 87 and I'm a hoarder. And how did I get like 60 years of hoarding in 5 years of living? I mean, it just drives me crazy.
I've seen that show, The Hoarder Show, on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And you are close to being buried alive, seriously,
it's
in this area.
Yeah.
I mean, why do you have all of these book bags? Why do you have all these stacks of things? You have, Jared.
There's files. Look at that, organized files.
There's a rag on the floor. It looks like you tried to clean something and then your attention span ran out.
It drifted. Drifted with the lemon-scented pledge.
What's this?
A mug thing.
Oh, from the 70s.
Somebody got it for me. It's gone. It's gone. Everything must go.
This could hold your pen.
I know, it did at one point. But then I think the boys poured all the pens out.
Ugh.
And
we'll start right here with that.
Yeah. Well, see, I just need to get rid of stuff. I mean, see that. Look at that right there. See that disc organizer up there?
Yeah.
Those are all old floppies. And
are you ever going to do with anything with
those? No. Who has a floppy drive? Like, I just need to get rid of it.
I'm going to throw it out. I'm taking it with me.
No, you can't. I got to go through there.
See, that's What are you talking about?
I know. You know what? There's times when I just go crazy and purge. And my wife, since we decided not to move to Texas, she turned to me. She goes, what do you want to do now? And I said, I just want to get rid of about everything we have. And she's like, okay, well, let's do that.
Do you know what she told me?
What?
She said the main reason she didn't want to move to Texas is that you were not organized.
She said that?
Am I causing a fight?
I don't know.
She said, Jared's not, he can't, he couldn't handle it. We're not organized.
Maybe so.
Maybe she said it was you. Maybe she said we. Yeah, that was it. She said we. We are not organized.
Oh, what? Are you just softening it up now?
God, I don't know now.
Oh, good. You bludgeoned me, and then you're like, once you drive it in me, you can't pull it out and say, take that back.
No, I think she indicated that you were just not organized. I mean, you have a lot of things going on.
It's true.
By the way, you seem very low-key and calm today. Does this mean you're going to pull a gun out of your pocket and kill me because I told you that your wife said that?
And that is what I was trying to emanate, is just that. The clock tower climber is... No, I'm just... Because I'm trying to kick caffeine. I can't get... It's so bad because then I get really wackety.
And you have a headache probably.
No, I'm okay. I'm just, you know...
You don't have a headache?
I'm just subdued.
You got any smokes?
Oh, that sounds good, doesn't it? I smoked a cigarette the other night at a party, or I kept trying to, but the kids kept following me around. I didn't want them to see me doing it.
Oh, gosh, no.
Yeah, so I kept lighting it and putting it out, and I was sequestered with the smoking people, which already had me feeling a little ill at ease, you know, because usually I look down on them like slaves. And
pariahs.
Right, and then I was one of them, and the kids kept like, "Daddy, Daddy, Daddy!" So I was, you know, I was on fire, and they were chasing me, and I kept putting it out, and so I saved it and brought it home.
Well, I haven't had a cigarette since I can't even remember the last cigarette that I had.
You were my pusher, like you were the one that came over, and I always looked forward to your visit
years ago. In case the insurance company's listening.
Well, yeah, this was like 2007.
No,
86 ish. I remember there was the crash of 87.
Yeah, I was smoke 13. Free.
So
but Jared, something's got to happen here. I mean, seriously, all this dust is what's this? Oh, a little stack of business cards.
I know. I'm going to get those organized. Well, you know what? Here's what it is. It's a mix of, I think, of depression. You know, you're just a little sad, so you don't want to do anything with anything.
Why are you depressed?
Who knows? Because I'm always doing too much stuff, and it's not the stuff I need to be doing. That makes me sad. That's the coupon book you gave me.
I found it under the desk. Looking for the business card I dropped.
Under the desk, it was still in sight.
Giant hole ate that business card.
Paco's farting. Don't add Paco. Come on now.
Jared, this show sounds so professional. Well, I'm sorry. I can't believe it's like this.
Paco, that doesn't help. That doesn't help. I'm trying to defend this mess.
And what needs to happen around the door?
I was going to put some insulation around the door, some sound insulation.
Oh.
But you know why I haven't done anything is because I'm like, maybe I want to move. You know, but now I think we're staying, so I just got to really invest in this place.
Okay, you can let me help you?
Sure. Here's what I want to do. I'm going to pull everything out of here, most everything. And then as I reestablish order, some stuff isn't going to make the cut.
Where's it going to go?
Away. You know, I don't want to. That's the thing. I don't like throwing things away either. Not because I don't. Not because there's any sentimental value. I just am tired of people just tossing things in the landfill for the heck of it. So there's a lot of things here that I'm just trying to figure out how to recycle, or I need to go to EcoCycle up in Boulder. And I made trips up there with random things that they will recycle. So there's like this kind of like crazy bag lady thing in me, where I'm pretty close to pushing around a grocery cart full of cans.
You just put your house around.
Yeah, that would be my house. That sounds simple.
And you have so many projects that you're working on.
That's the problem. You know, I got the auction stuff we were talking about with, then there's
a friend's studio.
The dial, yeah, friend's studio I'm auctioning off. He passed, and he has hundreds of items that I'm doing research on to find out how much to sell it for.
Helping out his widow.
Yeah, and so that, and then there's the satellite radio, and then there's the census, and yeah, it's just I don't know what's going on. I need to get it fixed up.
You know, and I always say to myself, one of these days when I finish these projects that I have, then I'm going to tackle, and then I just...
And look, on that desk back, see right there? Those are love letters from 1913 to 1917 between my great grandmother and great-grandfather while he was in the Navy.
Oh, my God.
At Ralph and Ethel.
During the First War?
Yeah, right before the First War. And so they're magnificent. So that's another project, too. I want to transcribe each one and then scan them and post it online. And it comes with provenance. It has stuff he sent her and stuff she sent him. I found it in a crate in my grandma's attic.
What's provenance?
If you walk an Antiques Roadshow, there'll be an autograph of, like, from Babe Ruth, but the autograph is often worth more because it comes with a quote-unquote provenance, which would be a picture and a baseball, which is just like accessories that add meaning to the autograph. Yeah, it adds, well, not necessarily just authenticity, but it adds more meaning and depth to just say it's a simple autograph. So instead of just letters and the people writing back and forth, there's little objects they sent back and forth, like a badge when he was a yeoman in the Navy that he sent her. And,
wow.
You know, just, yeah, so a lot of things. And I think it's if I just started doing it. But there has been this general malaise, this kind of like under murky water view of my life as of late, where I just haven't been motivated because I think, well, I'm either A, going to get hit by a train, or B, move, so I'm not going to do anything. But now we realize we're not moving, and now you've alerted me that my wife is crying out for help to you. So I need to do something.
She just made a comment under her breath, much like my husband does about me.
Yeah, I know. The poor woman. Gosh, she must repeat the lines or worse over and over in her head every day. Harkening back to those vows, she could have not thought that it would have been that worse.
Hey, where'd you guys get married?
She's like, oh God, change the subject.
We
got married at this the chapel at the DU Law Campus on Colfax.
I think that's lovely.
Yeah, Sarah wanted a big organ, and that's the only way she was going to get it.
I love a big organ.
Yeah, that's the only way it was going to happen is if we paid $1,000 to get married in that thing, and this little old lady, we paid her $100, and she came in and played the organ.
Oh, mm-hmm. I didn't know you then, or I would have loved to have come.
Do you play an organ?
No, just be at the wedding.
Yeah, we didn't know you then.
Know you.
No, yeah.
How many years you've been married?
Nine,
mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'm sorry if I caused any problems.
No, there's no problems at all. No problems. The problem is what you're looking at. This is representative of my mind. And when I do get it clean, it's wonderful. Like everything, I work, I start getting things done. I have my little list, crossing things off. So right now I'm just crawling out of that bog. And now that I've emerged on the shores and seen what a mess everything is, it's time to do something.
Well, it's a sign of a true creative, talented person.
Well, thank you. I was going to come up with something, but I got nothing.
No, you seem a little
that was
bit...
That was a bad time not to come up with something. You're so creative, Jared. Well...
Is our time up?
Are you begging for that? Let's see. No, we got a couple minutes.
Okay. Wow. Usually we just go over.
Yeah.
But now...
How are you feeling about this one?
I'm feeling awful because I told you what Sarah said.
No, she's right. She should say worse things. I mean, the poor woman, put in a position where we're going to have to move for her job. I feel bad every day when I'm out with the kids and it's me and 20 other mothers whose husbands are actually earning some respectful employment. I'm like, I wish Sarah could be here, you know, with the other moms and bonding. And
it's so hard for me to convince you. I don't know how I can convince you that this is the time of your life that is you're going to remember the best, here for your kids.
And I like that. I just wish Sarah could be the one that was here. And hopefully soon I'll be the one.
Many years I was very proud that I was the one out working and John was the doctor of education, staying home with the boys.
Yeah.
We were both so proud of that.
So.
But I will say that he now wishes that he had done a little something to stay up.
Yeah.
Because he is having to work to support us and everything's fine.
Yeah,
but,
I would say so.
You know, he couldn't go back to teaching college, for example, because he stayed out of it for so long.
Well, John's like he's like the Swiss Army knife of men. It's like, what are you doing today, John? Well, after I consult this elementary school using my master gardener skills so that their children might learn to plant and compost and sustain themselves, I'm going to go teach these police officers Aikido. Oh, and then after that, I'm going to use my sommelier experience to help a entrepreneur friend of mine get a bar off the ground. Like, okay, stop talking. Got an inferiority thing going on
here.
And
he's a winemaker. He's working for a winemaker, too.
Yeah,
Bonacosti Wines.
See, that's the triple threat right there.
Yeah, but the thing is, you know.
Oh, and by the way, Jared will say, John, why don't you come over when I cook a gourmet dinner tonight? And I'm like, okay, just shut it. We're getting quarter pounders, and I'm going to eat them like a pig right in front of you.
But the thing is, it's not a livelihood. He's just taking his hobbies, and he's making a little money dabbling in this and that and playing golf 2 days a week.
See, that's if you go back to the question, why would I be depressed or sad? It's because you get to this point where you started all these things but didn't finish them. So now you're a guy with all these things, all these unfinished things.
Everybody's got unfinished things.
I know, but geez, God, but now I could be a black belt in Taekwondo, you know, perhaps a successful radio person, left that career in the dust. I mean, you know, so that just quick. I'm just putting it out there as an answer to a prior question.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting in a dumpy, dog fart smelling basement.
I didn't smell anything.
Oh, well, it's damaging to the olfactory system. So you'll wake up a couple days later wondering what the heck happened to you.
But this is kind of a mellow podcast.
It is
mellow. Radio
I didn't
show,
realize how mellow
it
was. Well, I think I'm kind of hungry, too. I think that's kind
Are
of
you?
Yeah.
Let's go have lunch.
No. Got that coupon book, though.
Jared.